Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
Hi, I'm Alex Morgan, and this is Debug the Hype. I am not affiliated with any of the companies or projects mentioned here. It's July 20th, 2026, and imagine replacing a $120,000 bowling center control system with about $1,600 worth of ESP32s. That's the kind of practical hack that kicked off today's episode. Claude Code now runs its embedded JavaScript runtime on a Rust port of the bun project. Inspecting the binary showed bun v1.4.0 strings, and users reported about 10% faster startup on Linux because Anthrac moved the runtime into Rust for maintainability. Watch this as a maintenance first play, a small runtime tweak that could make operational reliability less painful than flashy new features. A solo founder sold 2,500 Jamcorder MIDI recorders and says the hardware turned out easier than he'd feared. He kept the bill of materials to about 25 unique PCB parts and used a pre-certified module to simplify manufacturing. If you want to ship hardware, plan scope tightly. Software and tooling still ate most of his time. This week, a maker on Hacker News posted that they ripped out a proprietary bowling center control stack and rebuilt it with off-the-shelf ESP32 microcontrollers, dropping a vendor quote of roughly $120,000 to about $1,600 in parts. Mechanically, they replaced the lane sensor and scoring logic with a network of simple ESP32 boards handling triggers and I/O, and they plan to add LED and DMX lighting and customer kiosks on the same platform. That first beat is eye-catching because it's concrete. Inexpensive, widely available components plus some software took the core function of a decades-old appliance and put it under the operator's control. The thread didn't read like bragging so much as a broader argument. Several commenters posted similar wins: cheap converters for old machine tools and river gauges rebuilt at tiny cost, and the discussion shifted to patterns rather than a single hero hack. One repeated point was that vendor lock-in often sells reliability and warranty along with the hardware, and removing the vendor means taking on maintenance, spare parts, and liability. A few voices warned about regulatory and safety concerns when something like scoring or lane control is involved. Those are not just engineering problems, they are legal and business risks. There are real business opportunities here. Small centers, theaters, and manufacturers that can't afford vendor replacement cycles may prefer modular retrofit kits or third-party maintenance services. At the same time, the long tail of support will create a market for tested retrofit bundles, managed firmware updates, and certification partners who can bridge hobbyist ingenuity and commercial reliability. Watch whether this spawns actual retrofit products or just inspires one-off hacks. The market will reward predictable support as much as low upfront costs. Xiaomi released a robot foundation model this week trained with a massive two-stage dataset, an embodiment-free pre-training phase on about 100,000 hours of auto-annotated trajectories across 1,700 scenarios, followed by post-training on higher-quality real robot and instruction-aligned data, including 7,200 hours of in-home robot footage. Technically, the team auto-labels long video clips with a vision language model to teach action generation tied to state transitions, then finalizes that capability to hardware and natural language instructions. In short, they turned scalable video pre-training into a starter kit for real-world robot policies. The headline here is scale. The paper literally says, everything Xiaomi Robotics One can do starts from data, and they show that bigger pre-training yields noticeably better out-of-the-box performance in unseen environments. Community reaction on Hacker News split between exhilaration and healthy skepticism. Some commenters fantasized about reliable laundry folding, while others flagged over-promising and deployment hurdles. Importantly, the model reportedly learns new tasks from surprisingly little real demonstration data, often under 10 hours for about 75% success on average in their tests, which suggests the biggest bottleneck was data diversity, not model architecture. That said, real homes, messy objects, and safety-critical failure modes remain a long way from solved, and real-world robustness under adversarial or unusual conditions is still unknown.
If Xiaomi's approach scales, the practical consequence is that robot companies may focus more on data pipelines and synthetic-to-real alignment than incremental control algorithms, which shifts the commercial value toward large-scale collection, annotation, and continual fine-tuning. Watch whether competitors copy the embodiment-free pre-training idea, and whether an ecosystem of shared, pre-trained robot models emerges that hardware makers can adapt rather than build from scratch.
Seeing a bowling center console replaced with a few ESP32s and a robot model born from 100,000 hours of video highlights a single trend. Cheaper hardware plus smarter data pipelines is moving value from closed appliances into software, services, and maintainable platforms. I'm Alex Morgan. Thanks for listening to Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype, where the builders talk it through. Oh yeah, from the glitch to the glow.